Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Hello again.
And then obviously everybody who's listening knows this is the Christina Liu show.
Right.
But actually, I want to say something before we get back to the Christina Liu show, well, in the Christina Liu show, in reference to Tony Logue this morning. Tony was talking about scams and stuff for seniors and you know, and ways to prevent them and help them during the holidays. And just from an investment point of view, people can invest, okay? You can buy stocks and bonds, etc. And then they have socially responsible investing. That means you want to buy stocks that only do that, no liquor, no tobacco, no guns. That would be considered socially responsible. Then you have impact investing. Impact investing is when you're putting money into something that's going to go after a cause. Okay, they don't sell tobacco and you're avoiding them. It's an organization that may want to go after the tobacco sellers. And there's a mission, Mission 118, Mission 118, that is, they're like angel investors. They put money together for socioeconomic investment and helping seniors. And it's an interesting concept. Oh. They're coming up with seed money. To try to come up with organ, I mean, the seniors keep growing. That population keeps growing. And however it came about, a bunch of guys got together, but it's Mission 118. Interesting.
I like that. They'd be a good guest for the radio show, perhaps.
Victoria?
You've come a long way from the
118?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think that means other than the mission?
Christina Liu's birthday.
It's 118
wow.
days to Christina's birthday. Come on, I'm working hard
that's,
on these.
I actually wrote that down because that seems super interesting. So, it's really beneficial. He gives these hints and you learn something and get, countdown to her birthday. So we're just all about knowledge here. I like it. And, we also must mention that next Friday, David's birthday.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes.
We'll have to give him a shout out as well for that.
And it's your mom, too.
And my mom as well. December's a very busy month for me. Next week, I literally every day of the week, someone in my family or one of my friends' birthday is. So
really?
Each day, yeah. So they really just try to make me go broke. If I didn't spend enough money on Christmas presents, like, here we go. But yeah, so back to the show and the wonderful programs that are going on over at North Hempstead. We were talking prior to the break about these social programs. Obviously, we want people to, hopefully snow, won't be too heavy and you're still able to get out. But we also want people to be aware, in these kind of winter months to always call 311 and make sure that these programs are meeting if the weather is tricky. Usually we'll call people and reach out to them and tell them directly. But we just want to remind everyone. But weather permitting, some great program is going on at the Yes We Can Community Center that's actually going to continue on through, 2018 too. There's a world. What in the World is Going On is a current events group that meets over there, and it's Dr. Rosenblatt, who's actually a PI volunteer, and he, facilitates the group, and they just discuss current and world events. So that meets over there. The next one will be on Friday, December 15th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. over at the Yes We Can Community Center.
Just wasn't there something? Was Martha doing that?
So she did, Martha, she does it at Clinton G. Martin Park. So hers would be called What in the World is Going On. She, because she's now facilitating the player group.
Okay.
She's in charge of that. So while that is meeting, she's not doing World in
Motion. Oh,
terrific.
Okay.
But if you're still interested in going to the current events group, you can check that out. Also, a very, very popular program is through our partnership with Winthrop University over at the Yes We Can Community Center, which is this fall prevention group. This has been going on for years now, and it's really an absolutely wonderful, wonderful class where you get tips and really just how to remain safe, because everyone, has heard these horror stories about a fall you take and the domino effect of things that, can occur after. So a lot of people in this class, are trying to prevent falls or trying to recover from a fall they took and kind of build up strength, too. We had someone on the radio show once that he took a bad fall and he joined this class after. And, he had to start off the exercises holding on to a chair. And then gradually as the weeks went on, he got further and further away from the chair and didn't have to use, hold the chair for balance. So I think it's just really a great, great class. And like I said, Winthrop is fabulous. And this is on – the next one is also on December 15th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So you can go talk about current events and then do some fall prevention after.
The important thing, I don't know if it was on this show or just in some general conversation that I was with somebody, but senior falls, the percentage of senior falls that end up in a hip break are very high. And that does, I mean, you come back, but you're not really back. And that's why these kind of classes, strength and balance and
fall
prevention is so important because you're not paying attention. It's in your house.
No, and we had on, was it last week we had the physical therapist on?
Yeah, last week
it
was
You know, and it was, she was just stressing how important it is to really, you know, be proactive and take these different steps as well. You know, and in line with the fall prevention, you know, our social workers actually have a checklist. So if they come to your home, they're able to kind of check and see, you know, certain safety things, you know, because one of the number one things that cause falls are these throw rugs.
Right.
You know, you had a throw rug in your house for years and you're not really thinking about it. But I even know myself. I mean, that is like the ultimate like tripping hazard, especially when it's on, you know, a wood floor. The minute that corner like flips up, like forget it. So, you know, there's little things. And I think, you know, we always say on this show, we're just trying to be proactive and educate as best as we can to really prevent the emergency. We don't want anyone to be in the emergency situation and then try and pull all these.
You know, another
together.
Interesting one, which I've just seen recently, is socks. My grandchildren take their shoes off when they come in the house. Because that's the way. But they don't take their socks off. And they run. We have all wood floors. They go running and sliding. That from a senior perspective, I
so
know
true.
They have these socks with like that
the little grips.
Grips on the bottom. If you're going to walk around with your socks, you can go sliding.
If you're an inpatient in a hospital, particularly.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
They put socks
on. Yeah, those little grip socks.
Little
yeah.
ribbing on the sole.
Right, just something, because you don't pay attention. I've only witnessed it because a couple of times they've slid.
Kids like probably love that fact. Oh. But, you know, it's like it's something like that, John, that I think is important to mention. You know, there are these little steps you can take that, you know, are tiny. They're not any kind of major renovations or something. You know, they're little tiny, you know, inexpensive things that can really protect you and keep you safe. And that's all we're really trying to do. So that is something that's going on over at Yes We Can. We also have a senior talk group that meets over at the Roslyn Community Center, and that is the next one will be on December 21st. That's facilitated by Nancy Mizrahi, who works for our department, and Janet Entines, who is PI member.
Oh, okay,
So they kind of do a thing. They have different questions that they do as well. So it's really, it's a great, like I said, there's a lot of different opportunities for these senior programs. But just quickly, you know, we were talking during the break about the possible snow that will be occurring. And Supervisor Bosworth had put out a press release really just reminding people of different tips to do when it is snowing for the best, you know, plowing to be adequate.
Right.
So you really should try and remove your car from the street before the snowstorm because then they're able to get it. You know, I mean, I know at my own house, it's like, you know, we all just try to pile it in the driveway as best as we can to get it clear it. The space because, you know, then you're really able to move that, you know, that area and keep it clean. You know, they also want people, you know, once it is clean, not to throw snow in that spot as well. And really try not to leave your house unless you absolutely need to in the snowstorm because, God forbid, you do get stranded somewhere. There's a whole slew of things. Residents are also asked to clear snow and ice from the fire hydrants near their property.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, technically you are in charge if there is ice on your sidewalk, you know. And I know a lot of people, it's not the easiest thing, but I think we always tell, you know, a major thing it's hard to tackle is the snow removal piece. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of organizations out there that do provide this service because it's a tricky thing about how they can get out their different liabilities. There's a whole slew of things. But we really ask people, you know, to be proactive. And, you know, if you do have a gardener, you know, see if they do the snow removal or if they know. And you know, if you call your local hardware stores as well, they can give you some ideas and recommendations too. So, you know, like I said, we wish we had a great service that we could provide. But, you know, there are different little steps to take. And it's about planning and being proactive ahead of time, you know. So, you
and for seniors who have doctor appointments, when there's snow, I recommend you call 311 and take the transportation.
Yeah,
from the town.
And that's actually, you know, an important thing too, you know, because I know Shari, who is our mobility manager, works like overtime because a lot of times when the snow is really bad everything. The taxis get crazy too. But she's, you know, she's on that phone and proactively, you know, working with you to arrange it and figure out different ways, you know, to get you, if, because a lot of people have doctor appointments that they really just can't miss.
Right, exactly.
So it's just important. You, and like I said, you can always call 311 or 869-6311 with any of these questions, you know, and if we don't have the answer, we are going to always try and find the best way to kind of connect you to a service. Also, we want to remind people that you are able to get a free energy home audit from the Long Island Green Homes. It's a partnership through North Hempstead. You can call 311 and schedule your free home energy audit because there's so many different steps you can take, you know, to really saving money.
Now, aren't they coming on soon?
Yep, they will actually be on, John, in January.
Oh, so, in January. Yes. Okay, I remember you had mentioned it.
Yes, I think they're actually on the first week we come back in January.
Okay.
Definitely, please. We just want people to be aware of all these great programs that are out there. That
these are amazing things.
Yeah.
These audits. It's nothing more than one of those extra rubber things on the bottom of the door because the air, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be a lot of money.
Yeah, and the great thing is that they come in, they give you this free audit, and give you suggestions. You're either able to move ahead with these suggestions or not, you know, so it really can't hurt to figure out, you know, what is, I mean, everyone I think has that drafty place in their house. They can't figure out like, why it's drafty or like where it's coming from. So I think it's just a great thing to do. So call 311 or 869-601 for any of this information.
Okay. And one more.
Oh, one
That's
more.
It.
Oh
one more.
That's it. Oh, boy. I don't even know what to say. There's so many exciting things going on. I know. My gosh. There's the caregiver support groups are still meeting over at the Port Washington Senior Center. Call 311 if you are a caregiver of a spouse or of a parent. It's a great program.
And that's an important one, too.
Yeah.
And that's probably something even AGES covers. I'm just guessing. But, I mean, it's you know, that all is one big package
as
seniors age. There's no question about it. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 and WCWP.org. We've had a wonderful show. We hope if it does snow over the weekend, everybody stay safe.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back here next week. Thank you.